Check 1 2 1 2. All right, man. Here we go. Your homie Key West. We call this Key West Uncut. Welcome to the show. Bet y'all miss my voice, man. I bet y'all none of y'all even knew I was off the damn radio, huh? See, man. Let's see how y'all do me, man. But that's okay. I'm back, man. Doing my own show, and it's Key West Uncut because, well, I ain't got no damn rules. I ain't got no rules. I got nothing to follow. Nobody tell me what to do. Say what I want. Talk all the shit I want. Just do me. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy the time when I got it because I'm in between gigs and I'm going to enjoy it, man. So first off, I got to give a couple shouts, man, for Key West Uncut for this even happening. Shout out to Idea 93. Shout out to Campus Studio. Shout out to my man, Anthony Blanco, for giving me the space to go in and make this happen. And shout out to my first guest, man, on Key West Uncut, Brad Gilmore. What up, dog?
What is up, man? You have the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair, and good hair having, entertainment world champion.
What does
Key
that
West
mean,
Uncut?
The entertainment champion, man? Because you're fairly young, dog. Now tell me, why are you the entertainment champion?
Well, here's the thing. All right, you know, I started in this medium, you know, in the entertainment world when I was 14 years old. I stumbled onto a live hip hop concert, and then right then I was like, dude. I called my buddy Avery. I'm like, hey man, we got to do this shit. We got to do this, and we started making music together. And then the music led to. Okay, I started blogging with a website called Day in a Dream, and that led to promoting shows, then to hosting shows, then to, oh, now I'm going to be a ring announcer for professional wrestling. Oh, now I'm the commentator for wrestling. Oh, now I'm doing, like, comedy sets. I'm open up for these comedians and stuff like that. So it's all right, you know what?
You do a lot of shit.
I do a lot.
But how old are you?
I am 21 years old, going to be 22.
Congratulations,
in December.
Man.
You
look,
know, thank you.
We were having a drink after this. I didn't know you were 21. I really thought you were 20. I didn't want to ask you for a drink and make you feel uncomfortable.
It's all right. Hey, I don't drink anyway.
That's bullshit.
No smoke, no
you
drink.
You should really start now that you're 21. Did you drink when you turned 21?
No. I've never,
come on, man.
In my entire life, had a drop of alcohol.
We are getting drunk tonight. And you know why? Because it's only going to cost you $5, one beer. You're going to be good.
I'll be gone. I'll be out of this world.
In a shot. You're straight.
Yeah, I'll be a lightweight. But
what did you do for your 21st birthday?
21st birthday, I actually worked. I worked the biggest show we did at that point with the company I'm working with, Reality of Wrestling. We put out we put on Christmas Chaos 8, right?
And
we
had, that's the wrestling thing you do with Booker T, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. WWE Hall of Famer, 6-time World Heavyweight Champion.
By the way,
putting that out there.
Harlem Heat. I remember back in high school, man. There were only two brothers on the show.
Yeah.
And they were kicking everybody's ass.
Man, Booker T, it's so crazy to work with him, you know what I mean? And to know how much knowledge this man has, not of only the wrestling business, of entertainment as a whole, you know what I mean? He's been on television for 20 years.
Right.
So it's like with a guy like me who I want to get into television, and, you know, he has a pocket full of phone numbers. And, you know, when Vince McMahon is in your Faye 5, you know what I mean, and he's a billionaire – it's nice to have that connection to Booker T, you know what I mean?
And I think you know what Booker T attaches to you too is like the kind of the same way I do for you because, you know, I really respect the grind as a young, you know what I mean, really, you're really young. I don't want to say as a kid because you're a grown-ass man, but,
Appreciate it.
As a kid, you've done so much and you have a good buzz in the city, man.
Well, that's great to
and
hear.
In case they don't know, Brad is white.
I am.
In case you couldn't tell by the voice.
Or by the name.
But you're very popular in the urban scene. It's like...
Yes, it's strange.
It is strange. And I feel like sometimes I'm like, boy, what is... Brad fits in fairly well. But, you know, the cool thing about you is that you do you. And you don't try to be anybody else. You don't try to be some type of, you know, have some type of urban image or talk some slang. You do you. You're Brad from Clear Lake.
Yeah, exactly. From Friendswood, if we want to get specific with it. But it's like, well, you know, for me, I fell in love with hip-hop, you know, and I think in the same way that, you know, one of my brothers who are older than me may have fallen in love with rock and roll, you know, or the Nirvana wave of music. You know, my generation was hip-hop, you know, so, I mean, TRL, which I grew up watching was...
No, TRL was the shit back in the day, man.
TRL was my shit.
Carson Daly, man.
Carson Daly was the man.
Eminem and...
Oh,
Christina Aguilera and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
So that was my generation of music right there. So,
okay,
I mean,
cool.
I'm seeing Eminem and Nelly and Jay-Z every single day of
there,
my life.
Right.
And to me, these are the biggest stars of all time.
Well, what do you want to do eventually? Because I feel like for you, well, what you do, you're the whole, you do a lot of hosting gigs.
Yeah.
And you're very good at that. Me being a host myself, like, you do some gigs, I'm like, wow, he's doing a pretty damn good job. And
well,
it's like,
you.
Not anybody can do that. It really takes a lot of confidence and it takes a voice and... You know, it's a structure, and you really have to understand what the event is all about and the crowd that you're talking to. So what do you want to do eventually? Is it radio? Is it television? Is it – I mean, because I feel like Houston might be too small for you.
Well, here's the thing.
You know what I mean? You might have to branch out.
I love my city. I love my city of Houston, Texas, oh so much. But, you know, for me, like, I would love to be somewhere in television.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, you know, I'm the color commentator on Reality Wrestling, which, you know, airs in Houston every Saturday night on theCUBE and in 20 markets on Soul of South Network. And so right now, you know, I'm getting that television experience and, I'm learning the back end of things, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but to go back to what you said about being a host, and I've seen you host some spots, too, at Limelight, you know, on sticky promotion joints and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, Key West is going hard. But what you have to know is, like, what you said, I mean, you got to know your crowd. You got to know, all right, because, you know, hosting Debonair Lounge is different from hosting a hip-hop show like I did last week.
Or hosting
an acoustic a singer-songwriter show at Aloft Hotels, you know what I mean? Like, it's three completely different mediums, and you do, you have to know, okay,
you can't be the same
this
person.
Joke
you
won't work here.
Right.
This joke. Warned. These white people do not know Tom Ford by Jay-Z, so I can't go to my go-to song. I mean, that's – and I fell into hosting.
It's an art, man. It really is.
And I really fell into hosting because I did the podcast and, you know, online radio and stuff like that. And one day my man Tay Mitch, we were at Kirk O'Bang's mixtape release.
Okay.
And he came up to me and said, hey, Brad Gilmore, hey, I have this thing called Debonair Lounge. I want you to be the host. I'll see you on Monday. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
And I remember walking in that first night and, you know, they handed me a microphone and I'm just like, all right, let's do this, you know.
And you know what the thing is, too? You're probably the youngest person in there.
Yeah,
because it's a grown crowd, and you know they're there. They're not really there to turn up. They're there more to chill, relax. Hey, man, you know I'm starting another week. You know I'm just here to, you know, they might have a date. You know, so you can't be getting all ratchet like, you know, like you're at a hip hop show.
Exactly.
You have to meet. You have to keep it classy.
You got to keep it classy at Debonair Lounge, and you know you got to think. I mean, it's a predominantly urban crowd there too.
It is.
So here I am at the time, a 20-year-old white man named Brad Gilmore, who has this feathered Zach Morris like hair, and here I am.
That's some damn good hair too, man. I'm jealous,
you know,
man.
I mean, good hair having. That's what I'm saying,
man. I ain't had hair in years, man. I've had a shaved head for like 10 years, dude.
Hey, but it works for you.
Yeah, I might get
it. It's brand identity, all right.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about here before the show started.
You know, you just got to make whatever you got to make work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all you can do.
And that's where, like, really with Debonair is where the entertainment world champion thing came, because it was like, What I did learn from wrestling and what I learned from Booker T and watching guys like The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin is, you know, everyone knew that The Rock had his catchphrases, right? If you smell what The Rock is cooking, it doesn't matter what your name is, you know, something like that. And I was like, man, I gotta have my thing. And so I was watching old 1980s wrestling, which is the greatest shit ever. And Ric Flair was on there.
It is some good shit, man. Oh, some of them guys are all wearing like little tiny little Speedo wrestling suits. Yeah,
it's strange.
Well, big ass bellies, but yeah, it's a little different.
But Ric Flair was on there, and he's cutting this promo talking about he's the limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun.
Woo,
woo, right? And I was like, well, guess what? I'm the dress shoe wearing Ric Flairing, good hair having entertainment world champion. That's where it came from. And I was like, so I'm gonna steal that from Flair,
right?
And I'm gonna put it into my persona, and you know, and then it caught on. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh yeah, that's the champ, that's Brad Gilmore. And then I'm like, all right, cool, I'll be called
champ. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's a good slogan. And I think a lot of people forgot that even Ric Flair was even like, unless you're a big diehard wrestling fan,
yeah,
then you would know maybe. But I didn't know. Like, you know, for me, it was original. So
that's the nature of the entertainment
business,
shit, right,
work, man?
Steal something from someone old and pass it on as your own.
How many suits do you own, man? Because every time I see you, you're in some type of suit. Today, you're in the short shorts and the polo. But
today, I'm in the mint green shorts and the Ralph Lauren polo.
Ralph, right?
Yeah, it's Ralph. It's
okay,
Ralph.
Just for the record, man.
Just put that. You know, we're on Key West Uncut. They gotta know.
They gotta know. Hey, we ain't sending no USS Polo shit.
Exactly.
You know,
this is not US Polo Assassin. All right. This is Ralph.
Shit,
all right.
Man.
Me and Rive raffled speed.
I wouldn't judge. I would just laugh. But yeah, how many suits do you have, man? Shit.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about the amount of suits that you own. It's about the shirts and ties. That's where the game comes in.
Okay.
People think I have more suits than what I really have.
Oh.
I have very few suits. Lots of shirts and ties
and
pocket squares. It's all about the accessory more than the suit.
No
People
shit.
Don't really notice the color of the suit as much as they notice. Like if I was wearing like a light gray suit with like a red shirt and a red tie, they're like, okay. Their immediate thought is that's a red suit. You know what I mean? In a sense of they associate it with red. So if I come blue,
so true,
that's a new suit. That's a fresh suit.
Yeah.
Tay Mitch, who see me every Monday night in similar suits, he always says, oh, man, is that a new suit? No, man. New tie.
See, look, man, look, if you want to be fitted, you want to be classy, you want to get your suit game on point, BG, Brand Gilman. This is the guy to teach you how to do
I'm
that
telling
shit,
you.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Well, what about the music, man? What are you listening to right now? Like, when you get in the car, man, what's in the CD player, man?
I'll tell you right here. Forever, my favorite rapper was everyone's going to be like, oh, it's Eminem. And it was Eminem for a long time.
Right? It was
for a long time.
White boy.
Exactly. But then, when you get into the music and you start listening, you know, mm-hmm. you gotta be a, if you're a hip hop fan and you don't think that Jay-Z is one of the greatest rappers of all time, there's something not connecting up here. Now I get it, and I know me and Propane have this conversation all the time. He's a Nas guy, I'm a Jay guy, but even we both have to give credit of, all right, Jay-Z is a fantastic rapper. So right now I have Watched the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye West in my deck. I have the 6 CD changer. I'm not on the auxiliary cord. Yeah. So I have to listen to CDs still in Clifford the Big Red Truck. And
yo, man, hey, yo, Jigga, he's one of the greatest of all time. I'm more biased because I'm a West Coast dude, but
well, yeah, obviously,
Nas and Jay-Z, they're in that top, top category, man. And I gotta respect that. But are you doing new school Jay-Z though? Right?
I'm doing new school Jay-Z, but nothing beats 2001 Blueprint.
Nothing.
You know that first
that's a great
Blueprint,
one, man.
Like, I can listen to that top to bottom. Every song on there is classic. I mean, Girls, Girls, Girls. And then you had the record with M, you know, where Eminem kind of goes in on Jay. You know, I mean, we all can put that out there in the atmosphere. But my favorite Jay-Z song on that album was Takeover.
Okay.
When he went at Nas, you know, in that third verse. And he was just like, ask Nas, he don't want it with Ho.
Yeah, it sucks that they're friends now, right? Like,
I mean, know.
It's like great for God and everything in humanity. But like, you know, like for the rap game, it's like, yo, I kind of wish they were still kind of beefing so they can throw some bars down.
Is it weird that I'm a fan of the hip hop beef? Like, whenever a beef is starting, I'm like, good, I get to hear diss records.
I mean, I can't be really mad at the beef too much, man, because beef is really, I mean, it brings excitement to the game.
It's a driving part of the culture.
They just got to understand, like, look, it's not personal, man. It's just the art. People are being competitive. Well, look, man, let's go ahead and let's do a little mix. Can we do a little Jay-Z
right.
mix?
I want to hear some Jay.
You want to hear some Jay? We're going to do some Jay-Z, throwing some Jigga, man. We're going to take it back old school. Take it back to the Blueprint days.
Hey.
A little Watch the Throne, man. This one calls the Brad Gilmore, the BG World Heavyweight Champ of the Mix.
Bah!
Yes, sir. Have to throw down a little Jigga right there, man. Jay-Z mix for my man Brad Gilmore, Key West Uncuts.
I appreciate the mix, man.
Man, we got to do it one time, man.
Thank you.
I don't know too many white boys are really ride for Jay-Z, man.
You know,
so.
Jay-Z's the man. He's the man.
Well, I don't understand how the hell you haven't had a drink and you're over 21.
Yeah. No smoke, no drink.
Oh, my God. Prostitutes, strippers, anything bad? Do you do any sinning?
No. No, not a lot
not
of
like
sinning.
You would admit it, but, you know.
I would admit it on Key West Uncut. I mean, if I was going to admit it anywhere.
I'm not editing shit in this thing, all right? This is, I'm too fucking lazy, all right? So, look, we're just going. We're just riding. It's all truth. We're not holding back, man. But, look, so you haven't had no drink.
No, see.
What would it take for you to have a drink?
I don't think
I don't want to pressure you, but I'm just wondering.
I understand. I don't think there's anything that would get me to take a drink of alcohol or any drug or anything like that. For me, I'm so, one, hyper anyway, and two, focused on what I'm trying to get done. Because like
That's
you said,
yes.
I do have a lot of stuff I'm trying to really accomplish in life.
Right,
and
right.
I don't have the time to drink or to.
Oh, well, now, hold on. There's always time to drink,
Well,
buddy.
I know for Key West there is, all right? For Brad Gilmore...
There's a way, buddy. I'll make it happen. But look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Being older, I'm going to say, look, man, if you're not a drinker, you're not a smoker, definitely don't do that shit. I mean, really, it's got me in so much trouble with so many different things.
And that's what
it's
I've
seen.
It's
too late for me, though.
That's what I've seen.
But for you, don't do it, man. And a lot of people, and you're going to meet other people that don't drink. And the people that don't drink, most of the time, they'll look down and it's like, oh, he has an illness. He can't go 2 days without having a drink.
Yeah,
you know, even though it's legal, but, you know, people look down upon it because they see people act differently on it. So my advice, straight up, just don't do it.
No, but here's the thing.
Don't hang around me too much, man, because you're going to end up drinking.
Wait, you know the people I don't like? I don't like the people you just described who are like, they're people who don't drink. So they look at everybody like, oh, I'm so much better than you, brother.
Right,
you know, because
right.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. But no, get the fuck off your high horse. That's you know the kind of people those are? Those are the kind
Thank
of,
you.
Those are the kind of guys that carry around their yoga mats in their backpack. Like, you just need to bust into yoga, like, immediately. I saw a guy at the airport walking around
with
a yoga mat on his backpack.
Oh,
I'm like, what are you accomplishing? You're not going to bust up 30,000 feet in the air and start doing the,
doing some yoga, man. Yeah. Some mile high yoga. Yeah, I've never done yoga, man. I don't know.
You've
if
never
I
done yoga?
No, you done that shit?
I've done the yoga.
Does it really work?
Well, here's the thing. Being in the wrestling, right? There's a wrestler, you probably remember him, Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, I remember Diamond Dallas. Yeah,
DDP,
man. DDP,
right?
DDP, yeah.
And he actually created a yoga program called DDP Yoga.
Oh, shit.
And at first when I heard about it, I'm like, this is retarded. You know, what does a wrestler know about yoga? Why would I even look at this thing twice?
Yeah,
so what I did, I talked to a friend of mine. His name's The Stash. He's a referee, right? His name's The Stash. And I talked to The Stash. And The Stash did this yoga, right? Jason, his name's Jason. And I was like, did it work for you? He's like, dude, I've dropped like 30 pounds doing it for like 3 months. And I was like, no bullshit.
Damn.
So I actually contacted Diamond Dallas Page's PR rep. And I was like, hey, my friend said he's lost all this weight doing his DDP yoga. I'd like to talk to Diamond Dallas Page, right? Pretty much. I'd like to talk to him on my show. So I talked to DDP on my show.
Yeah, what'd he say?
And he sells me on it completely. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to send you some.
Did he threaten you with the what was this?
He was going to hit me with a diamond cutter. He was going to hit me with a diamond cutter. But he showed me this guy, this guy named Arthur Borman,
mm-hmm.
Who was like a disabled military veteran, had the wraparound canes, had the knee braces, the leg braces.
It's real,
Couldn't walk or anything. And he was 500 pounds, 400 pounds, crazy overweight. And he started doing this Diamond Dallas Page yoga program, lost the knee braces, lost the leg braces, was able to walk without the wraparound canes, and got into complete top physical condition off of just doing this yoga and eating right. So when I heard that, I was like, yo, I'm sold. So I preached to everybody, if you're going to do yoga, check out ddpyoga.com because I'm not a paid spokesperson.
Yeah.
But I just sold
it. Kinda
Key West
like
on it
kind of sounds like it, man. Look, you know, all these people are talking about Avacare and I don't understand the hype. I got to find out. Some of my best friends do Avacare and all that shit, but
there's so many.
But you're saying the DDP
yoga.
DDP.
Look, I got the DVDs. I'll let you borrow them. Try it out for a week.
I
want to
see
you,
this shit.
DDP yoga is the shit. I will swear by it.
What's the deal with you and the ladies, man? You're big in the urban scene, man. You know, a lot of women with ethnicity see you.
Yes.
So are you into the sisters? You into the Latinas? Or
well,
are you
here's
into
the
my
thing.
Girls?
Here's the thing. I love women, period. I love all women, all shapes and all sizes. I've dated black women.
All sizes.
All sizes.
So you would take down a 500 pounder if you had the
if
chance.
If I had the chance and
but
she
you
was
gotta
cute.
You got to do what you got to do, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I always look at it as like 2-for-1, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You can get a double shot. It's like a Starbucks double shot I'm getting right here. Right. And I'm just boom.
Hump a roll, man.
I've dated all types of women.
But what do you prefer?
Well, I prefer good looking.
Well,
this is what I prefer.
Good looking, but see, like I prefer. I've had all types too, but I prefer Latinas. But
okay,
I
mean, so you're more. Here's the thing.
Latinas.
Right now, I've been in a relationship now for about 8 months, and she's gorgeous. She's a Lebanese woman, Lebanese and Palestinian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you know,
exotic.
Exotic. You know, a little Middle Easternness, and she's gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. So I'd say that's my favorite type of woman.
Middle
Eastern.
Wow.
Lebanese.
I didn't see that coming. Now, what the Middle Eastern? I mean, they Middle Eastern women, they cook, right? They cook pretty good.
Yes.
A lot of spicy food, though.
Spicy food. Well, you know what? It's weird. You know, me and her, we go out to eat most of the time. And it seems to always be Mexican or Japanese food.
Okay.
It seems to be what we like to go to. I'm a chips and salsa guy. You know what I mean? I'm a chips and salsa enthusiast.
Man, there's nothing like Mexican food, man. It's so bad for you. I love it, man. Like, you know, and it's like that's the one thing that's always going to fill you up is that Mexican food.
Regardless of anything.
Well, look, before we get out of here, man, I got to do a little hit it or quit it session with you, man, about the ladies
man.
One time. Look,
oh,
and then, you know, forget, you know, hopefully your girlfriend forgives me on this shit. We're just playing. This ain't serious. It ain't really going down.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just going to give you a couple celebrities, and you just let me know. Hit it or quit it.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start easy. Rihanna.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj.
No. I couldn't do Nicki Minaj, and I'll tell you why. It's because she's an attractive woman, very, very attractive woman, but It's a lot of posterior.
It's a lot of ass.
It's a lot.
You can't handle that much ass. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying I couldn't handle it, but I wouldn't prefer it. All right, you know. But you know, maybe
so you prefer the real ass.
Maybe she was 500 pounds. You know, and had that realness. Then I could boom, double shot. But no, you know, I do. I do like the natural women. You know what I mean? I don't need all the makeup and the plastic surgery. Mm. But Nicki Minaj is a gorgeous woman. Make no mistake.
But you would pass.
But I would pass.
Okay,
would pass.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. We just talked about Middle Eastern. All right, now, my girlfriend's going to kill me when she hears this. But, yes, most definitely. Shout out to Kanye West on that one.
Okay, just pretend Beyonce.
Oh, okay, now we're talking here. Right. That's out of the question. Of course,
see,
Beyonce.
That's kind of disrespectful. You say yes to Beyonce, man. That's a trick question. You're supposed to say no.
I know. But here's the thing. This is Houston.
I'm just kidding, man. She was uncoming.
I know. But she's probably the biggest celebrity.
Look, I would hit it for sure.
No. But this is what I'm saying. She's probably the biggest celebrity in the entire world right now. All right. Jay-Z, smart man, was like, I'm going to get on that early. Right. He saw her boom right out of Destiny's Child. Hey, it's the rock. And he went with it. But Beyonce is one of the most gorgeous women of all time.
You got it. You got to say yes to Beyonce.
And if that's Houston's own, I mean, come on now. That's a no-brainer.
Okay, who else do we got? Paris Hilton.
No Paris Hilton.
Too skinny, huh? No bone thugs.
I'm not going to be in harmony with that bone thug.
Too skinny, man. I can't chew the bones, man. It's just too much.
That's what I'm saying. I need a girl. She got to have some curves to her, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you about a girl with curves. Oprah.
Oprah? Yeah, okay, here's the thing. People, you say Oprah probably jokingly.
No, I would hit
most indefinitely Oprah. Oh, all right. Yeah. We're talking about a billion dollar woman.
A billion dollar woman. You better take that. If you can't handle it, blindfold yourself and hit it like a piggy bank.
I don't care. That might be the one time I do have to take a shot of something. All right. And then I'll be like, all right, Oprah.
Michelle Obama.
I mean, just to say I did.
I would just do it just for the resume.
Just for the resume.
You got to do it for the country. You know what
sometimes,
I mean?
Sometimes you just got to do it for the country. You know what I'm saying? Like Barack. Much love, Barack Obama. Key West, come on now. You're a radio professional.
Damn, dad calling me right now, man.
And
come on, Pops.
Is calling you during Key West Uncut?
Key West Uncut of all the times, man. Hold on. Let me get Key West Cut.
And then we'll talk,
then
Pops.
You can call me, man. All right, so that's what you would do. That pretty much rounds it up, man. I think.
Yeah.
Did we forget anybody? I don't think we forgot anybody.
No, but can I say this? I saw a picture today. Jennifer Lopez is apparently putting out a single called Booty.
J-Lo, hey, J-Lo still got it. Here's the thing with J-Lo, though. The booty.
Did you see this picture?
I'm going to tell you what, man. She's a badass woman, but the booty is nowhere. It doesn't look as big as it used to. Remember, like, back in the day?
It doesn't look as
bubbly.
Because
everybody got ass now.
Everyone does. So, I mean, it's probably worn off a little bit,
too. But she started, like, the whole
ass being
popular.
But when I saw this, I
saw that today, too, man.
I was like, Jesus H. Christ. I mean, Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, you got to – hey, J-Lo is on the one of the top to-do lists.
Yeah, she's on the top tier.
I get a chance. It's going down. I don't give a damn how much she got.
And what's – my girlfriend actually posted a picture of Salma Hayek.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, she can get it too, man.
Salma Hayek is drop-dead gorgeous.
That one movie she was in, forgot, was it with George Clooney, that movie where she was
know.
Like
was
a vampire?
Was it this one?
Yeah, it was that one.
Because that's an amazing photograph.
She got a body, man. Well, look, man. Before you get out of here, man, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at. Some of the stuff they, you know, some of the places they can find you at. You're talking about your podcast. Go ahead and let them know, man.
Yeah. Check it out. This is Brad Gilmore. You can follow me on Twitter at Brad Gilmore. Instagram, Facebook is the same. Go to realitywrestling.com to check out my television show that I'm so thankful to be a part of with WWE Hall of Famer Booker T every Monday night at the Debonair Lounge. And go over to soundcloud.com/2011 to hear my band 2011's music. We got a new single out called Dance Floor to the Sun. It's on Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. So check it out.
Man,
Brad Gilmore Show on demand every Monday morning on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Look, man.
Boom.
The man stays busy. That's all I got to say. Hey, BG, I appreciate you coming through helping me with this podcast.
I'm blessed to be the first guest. Look at that.
I told you it was going to happen.
I know. I
told
you.
And I needed your help, too.
It's all right. Yeah. I mean, there's always a reason.
It's political, all right? So just so you know. All right, Key West Uncut, man. Make sure you go download this on iTunes and thekeywest.com, all right? Key West, Brad Gilmore. I might have to edit that shit, man. I fucked up your name, my bad.
It's all right.